Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we've got tips to help you grow both as a lover and in the dating world. How to stop your insecurities from slowing you down in the bedroom. What's the etiquette for pubic grooming? How much porn is too much in a new relationship? Plus tips for dating after a major life change. Thanks so much for listening. You know what I never get tired of? Talking about the magic wand. Seriously, it's like telling stories about your best friend. I actually think I have more stories about my magic wand than I do my best friend. The magic wand was part of my life long before it was part of the show. And now it's time to make it part of your life too. For more than 30 years, the magic wand has been the trusted toy that women around the world reach for first. In fact, check this. Time magazine just named the magic wand as one of the top 10 most influential gadgets of all time. We're talking next to the iPod and the calculator. Time magazine, people. If that doesn't say it all, I don't know what will. The perfectly sized original magic wand delivers amazing power and control and is incredibly simple to use. Just plug in the 6-foot cord for uninterrupted pleasure. For more information on the magic wand, visit magicwandoriginal.com today or click on the magic wand banner on my website.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can subscribe to our podcast. It's so easy to subscribe because then you get 2 shows a week. It's easy. You don't have to like go back to iTunes or wherever you listen. We're also on Google Play, and we're also on Soundcloud and Spotify. Download them there.
Where aren't you?
I'm everywhere, dude. And
you're also number one on health every single week, single day.
Every single week, number one health and sex. I own health and sex. iTunes. And we were like number 6 was our highest on iTunes. And it helps if you listen and you rate us and you love us. You say that you like us.
Stop
and
crying.
You email us.
It's okay.
Okay. And Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all Snapchat. It's all at Sex with Emily across the board. Oh, mm-hmm. I forgot to mention this, Anderson. Yes. There's so many new changes. I'm with Anderson.
Yes. Hi.
So glad you're back. We're also glad you're back.
Thanks for having me.
It's not like you were like gone.
I took off.
You just took a little like hiatus.
It was an ugly breakup.
We did break up, but we got done. Yeah. We never fight. We've never really fought.
You've yelled at me a few times.
When?
You've gotten mad at me, but it was something that.
Did I deserve it? Did you deserve it? Sorry, did you deserve it?
No, absolutely not. Of course not. I never deserve it.
You do. What did you do?
I treat you like a little sister sometimes. And sometimes, can I just say that Emily's sucking on what is that? Blowjob.
Wethead.
That's a way to go up and pick up on a guy. Just gotta get sidle up next to him, give him the eye, and then whip that out of your purse.
Like, guess what this is? Blowjob spray.
Yeah.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea. Don't do that.
I come do
off
this
as a
weekend.
Whore. Don't do it. Come off as a whore.
Hey, dude, I already come off as a whore without even opening my goddamn mouth.
Hey, can I tell you that Orange is the New Black is back and it's goddamn great?
Oh, tell me.
I watched all of them in one weekend.
No, you didn't.
I
How
love
do you do that,
show.
Are they an hour
I love it.
Each?
Yeah, the wife and I were just like, we'll sidle up. If it's really hot, we'll put the curtain up in the living room. And so we're like in a little nice cave, crank the AC and just settle in.
Really?
It's such a good
TV
show.
It's so good. I saw the first 2 seasons. I'm dying.
I love the characters.
I love them too.
It's not cinematic by any means, but it's a really well-made show and strong female characters. Oh, I love it.
I love it too. I got to see it. I've been watching more television lately. You'd be proud of me. Slowly, but.
It's a weird world we live in where like someone's going to commend you on watching more TV.
Well, especially me because I feel like, again, since I moved to LA, I mean, not that TV hasn't existed forever.
You don't need to watch TV. You live it.
I do live it. I live my life, man. My life is more interesting than what you're seeing in goddamn television.
I'm in line
television.
With the stars that you watch on TV
at
the market.
No, it's not that. It's just that it is the conversation here. Like, people aren't talking about politics. They're talking about, like, you know, Orange is the New Black.
No, they're talking politics, too.
A little bit. But we don't talk about that. But the thing is that that's the deal. So I am watching more TV, and I am doing some life changes. But we also have a store on our website. You can now shop with Emily.
Nice.
Because I'm always talking to you guys about my favorite toys, where to find them. Well, now my favorite picks are on my website. So just look for the Shop with Emily tab on the site.
A little daunting, a little scary. So it's nice that you're there to hold the listener's hand.
Holding your hand.
Help them out.
I'm holding your hand.
And you should also stress that these toys, and I know I've been there in the rooms and the meetings that Emily's had. She does not put things on her website or vouch for toys just because they offer her anything.
Right.
She handpicks these things because
and
they work for her.
That's true. And we get stuff sent to us all the time. Like last week we got something producer Madison in a box. We're like, really? We're going to put this inside of us? Like they were heinous toys.
Teeth?
No, they were just weird toys. We're like, we wouldn't use these. So like we have discrepancies. We have morals around toys here, right? We have values. We have checklists. Mm-hmm. We have things we care about. Stanley's staring at me. So Stanley the dog
get
is here.
Get Stanley up on your lap then if you need him. Do you think anyone, you know that movie Teeth? It's all about men's fear of women having vaginas in their teeth.
No, I've heard about it, though.
Do you think there's ever been a party where a woman showed up and that was her costume? She just had like those plastic vampire teeth coming out of her vagina.
Like feeding into men's
She'd
like,
have
deepest.
To be super nude, but that'd be a good costume.
That would be good. Well, she doesn't have to be nude.
I think to see it, she'd have to be nude unless she had like, you know, her crotch
right,
cut out.
Right. We could work on this for next year. But recently also, I've heard about that, the insecurities, but is that something that you faced?
No, I never understood it until I heard there was a movie and then Dr. Drew was going, oh, it's a real fear that many men have, that there's teeth in the vagina and your penis will be clamped down on a bit.
It's true. I've definitely heard that. That was really good.
Did you think Drew was in the room for a minute?
Yeah, I did. It was so weird. That was like the weirdest thing ever. Recently, we released, Anderson, a best of podcast with you about it. It was called Kinky Sex, Squirting, and Bedroom Insecurities.
Nice.
It was a classic podcast from 2015 and people loved it. And we debated the mystery of squirting and I just want you guys to check out all of our podcasts.
Did you guys bring up asparagus?
No.
Because that's
don't
the way.
Don't eat asparagus before.
No,
what?
If you need to figure out if it's pee or other, you just eat asparagus and then you do it.
No.
And then if it will...
There is...
that's a way, right?
There's traces of urine. There's traces of urine.
It will
and if there's
smell
a trace
like...
of asparagus, you might smell the asparagus.
All right.
That's terrible.
So it's not terrible.
It's terrible. All right. It's terrible. But it is good to see you into this summertime, Anderson.
Summertime. Yeah, it's good to see you.
We can like hang out even though it was you're really far away. Not really. How long does it take to get here? 15 minutes?
I don't know. I saw you for the first time last week, and it's good to be back, and I feel like I'm right back in the swing of things. I'm familiar with your surroundings now, your new studios. I love it. Hey, I am a little offended, though.
Why?
Because when I was out of town with the wife, I got many emails from you saying that you were building this new lovely studio, and you needed my advice. And I gave you some advice, and I'm looking around now. I didn't take note last week, but you didn't take my advice on any of the equipment.
I'm sorry, none? But how do you feel about it now that you're here?
It seems good. It all works, but none of my suggestions were taken
because
heed.
Because we were already, like, I wanted you to approve mm-hmm. the suggestions that I gave you is really what I wanted.
Running around Alaska looking for service so I could respond to you in a
timely
manner.
Well, you didn't respond quick enough. But I hope you had a good time in Alaska.
It was great.
Vacations are fun.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to talk about, we're going to get some sex in the news. We're going to answer some emails. I love this story because the top 10 words to use on your dating profile to meet the one or whoever you're looking for and the words that you shouldn't use. So these words, okay, this is the new study.
Yes.
Using certain words in a dating profile has the potential to double the number of messages from potential partners. The study looked at the words used in more than 12,000 profiles to chart changes in what people search for in a partner.
What?
So it suggested that men are increasingly these days looking for ambitious women, which is good news.
What?
For ambitious women.
Lazy men.
Well, women are much more likely to seek intelligent men than in previous years, which I think that I can understand that men looking for ambitious women could be new, but I feel like women are always looking for intelligent men. But suddenly finding someone to share a few laughs with is no longer a priority.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you just want them to be smart. Okay, the top 10 words used by men to get their dating profile noticed. Number one, physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, perceptive.
Mm.
They're spontaneous, outgoing, mm-hmm. optimistic, intelligent. I'm just writing down a list.
I'm checking
passionate,
all these things, yes. Check.
Affectionate, mm-hmm. articulate, mm-hmm. ambitious. Those are the 10 words. Here's what women used. Ready?
Easy.
Ambitious. Oh. Sleazy.
No, really?
I love giving blowjobs.
I believe you.
I hate cuddling. I just want to rub your feet and give you pizza.
Uh-huh. I'm dumb and I forget that we just had sex so we can do it again.
Exactly. Okay, ready?
Ambitious. I can't remember where you live.
Exactly. I have no friends and I will do everything that you say. I love cleaning and I love cooking. It's so weird. I feel like we're back in the 50s. Okay, this is what it is, right? Women, ambitious, perceptive, sweet, hardworking, thoughtful, physically fit, creative, rational, spontaneous, energetic.
A lot of crossover there, right?
A lot of crossover. So the study found that women and men look for potential partners. It's changed in the last 2 years. So for example, the word sweet would attract the most male attention for women in 2014. It's now in third place. Ambitious is now the top spot for men. Yeah.
Is this lazy men? I like ambition too. My wife is super ambitious and I'm very lucky that I have such an ambitious wife. However, and if I were to just clear the playing field, I don't know if I'm looking for somebody who's going to be so wrapped up in their work and their career that, you know, it's going to take away from the relationship. Unless I'm lazy and I'm hoping they're going to make more money than me in the long run.
Is that what it is then?
I don't know. I think there are a lot of dudes.
But your wife is really ambitious, but do you feel like she's working too hard and not enough to be...
I hate the fact that, she's got like 9 to 5 and she's always there and she's always dealing with emails afterwards and stuff.
Right.
I wish that I had a career where she didn't have to work so hard.
Right.
But she would still want to because she's ambitious.
See, that's how... Yeah, I'm the same way. I could never not work. And I know that I will... Clearly, this is who I am, but I've been this way since I was... I had like 4 internships in college, like during the semester of taking too many credits. Like I've always been super driven and...
Yeah.
Love me or leave me.
Misogynistic that I'm surprised by this.
That men want ambition?
That men want women, their partners to be ambitious.
I'm surprised too that wasn't even on the list before or as high on the list because I'm
thinking
actually,
it's lazy millennials.
You think that they're like I want?
I can follow my dreams.
Maybe it's just that we're all equal. Maybe it's more attractive. You think that they want the woman to take care of them?
Maybe.
I don't know about that. That's either a good theory, but I'm not sure. I think that... Because they see their mom's work, you know. I don't know. I think that God, I just like that. Like if a guy's like, I'd rather have a woman use that. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Like there's someone for everyone. But here's the deal. Here's the worst 5 words for men to use. Ready?
I love it.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Spiritual. Respectful. Good listener.
Yeah.
And caring. Worst words.
You women. You guys love good listeners. You love respect.
But that doesn't fly anymore. These are the worst ones. The worst.
Maybe because you guys are sick of getting
burned. Quiet. used to be like at the top of the list. Now it's down 62%. Don't quiet. Say you're quiet.
Quiet used to be towards the top. Because yeah. I want to think that women want a quiet time.
They do, Stu. Not anymore. Yeah. I don't know why. Here's the five worst words for women to
quiet
use.
Quiet is creepy. That's why. Go ahead.
No, but some women like quiet, sensitive types. Mm-hmm. I do, because then I can talk all the time. And yeah, they don't
exactly.
care. But I don't want to hear about it. I want to tell me that you're quiet. Here, and here's the thing for women. Ready? Five worst.
Yeah.
Spiritual.
Uh-huh.
Quiet.
Uh-huh.
Same. Dependable. Articulate. Good listener.
These are all good on a job application.
Right.
But bad on a bang application.
Exactly. They're bad on a bang application. And also the spiritual thing, I agree with, because I was out with a guy recently on a date and he's like, so tell me about your spiritual life. And like literally, I almost just like, check please. Because anyone has to ask you about that, I'm like, yeah. what do you need? You want me to like show you my like incense I burn and like my altar that I meditate at every morning?
Oh.
I don't know. It just seemed like it was forcing it. I don't know. Maybe that's what religion used to be. Maybe
it's just a form of religion. That's all it is.
I know. So here's the deal. The way, this is part of the article, it says the way we describe ourselves and what we are receptive to not only relates to what we value, but potentially what we believe others value, often based on gender stereotypes, cultural trends, and societal expectations. So for example, women are receptive to men using traits like perceptive and intelligent because we believe that we are perceptive and intelligent
as well.
So
you want like.
Yeah, we like wants like.
Qualities.
So I think it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was, you know, hey.
Similar take a qualities.
Look-y. Yeah. Make sure that you're, you know.
But you guys don't, you ladies don't want sensitive, caring.
Clearly we don't. No, it doesn't say sensitive, caring. It says.
I think you don't, if you're the type of guy that's going to put that on your.
Caring. It just seemed maybe caring is the one the guy can't use.
But I can see that because either he's lying, because usually nice people don't call themselves nice, that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Or they are so caring that they're like wimpy about it and that it's like one of the few traits that they can think of for themselves. So you don't want, it's going to be either end of the spectrum.
You know what it is? I just figured out what it is. This day and age, I think so much has changed that if someone has to talk about being respectful or care, you're like,
of course, because like, everything's so PC. Yeah.
Everything's so PC. So right. If you have to say respectful, you probably have a really dark past where you like, you know,
yeah, now you're reformed. Yeah.
Or something. It's terrible.
What if you said, I respect all bitches?
Right. I respect all you bitches. Right. Yeah. So I think that's why. I think it's kind of like, duh, of course you are. Okay. Like, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Okay. So
yeah, anyone who has to proclaim that they are a certain thing. That
or
means
if they're funny. How people are like, I'm really funny.
That funny never came up on any of those lists.
I know,
any four
but
of them.
Even anyone tells me that they're funny, I'm like, you're not funny. Like, yeah, I would let me find out if you're funny. Because if you're talking how funny you are, you're not funny.
So gross when people bring attention to humor. I hate it. I hate it. Just be funny. Just be natural funny. Don't talk about trying to be funny or reminding someone if you ever once were funny or saying, hey, that was funny right there. No, just be
funny. I do that. I'm like, well, because I love funny. But I don't talk about my funny or their funny, but when I laugh friggin' hard.
Yeah.
I appreciate humor.
Yes.
But
humor is the best. Just let's not bring too much attention to it.
Stanley, he looks thin. You're being, this is my dog.
Everyone keeps saying that. I should go get him checked out because I'm feeding him a lot.
He does look a little thinner.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
This is my dog. This is my stepdog.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's look back to the show.
Want to get into some emails?
Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemmy.com. You know, Anderson, you know what's interesting? We've been getting a lot of, like, we always have gotten great emails, but lately they've been just a lot more, like, different topics. For a while, we were feeling like maybe a lot of them were more similar, and people are really like getting into some good stories here and some topics that we, you know, just haven't talked about in a while. So I appreciate that. I also appreciate when you say your name, your age, where you're writing from, how you listen, and now you can leave a message. 818-ASK-SWE1. That's 818-ASK-SWE1.
Sex with Emily 1.
Or 818-275-7931. And the ground rules are there on the website once you look this up. But
no heavy breathing?
No heavy breathing. No master. Didn't we get a heavy breathing, Madison? I think we did. Mm-hmm. There was a masturbation thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And don't include your last name. Just go to my website for the rules. Okay? Can't wait to hear from you. What? I don't want to like, what?
Nothing.
You're laughing at that? We don't want heavy breathing. No. We don't want your last name.
One of the very first love lines I ever ran was with Victoria Silvstedt. She was a Swedish Playboy model. And I remember one of the very first calls that I ever had to work engineer on Loveline. The guy was masturbating while he was talking to her. And it was so uncomfortable.
Oh, God.
It was very uncomfortable.
Now we'd call screeners.
Now it would just be funny. But, back then when I was like fresh to Loveline, I'm like,
Like the first call was a guy masturbating.
I felt dirty, yeah. I felt like
somebody
I needed a priest to bless me.
Yeah. We might get those. They what?
Someone told you
that
what?
Well, I guess that they do masturbate. Where they're like, you know, I get your newsletters and I kind of get turned on and I masturbate. And I'm like, that's cool.
People masturbate to everything.
Our newsletters are not like particularly, there's no like nudity or anything. But he goes, well, you talk about masturbation a lot. I'm like, yeah, well, okay. Whatever
you
makes
can
you do.
Think it, someone's
I want to elicit a response.
Clowns coming on pumpkins. I'm sure someone has masturbated to those images. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
No judgment. All right. We're going to give a little shout out and a little love to our sponsors. Since I began telling you about The Womanizer, I've received countless messages from listeners telling me how much they love this revolutionary product. I couldn't agree more. I love my Womanizer. We've made a short film about it. Check it out at sexwithemily.com. Unlike traditional vibrators, the Womanizer uses patented pleasure air technology to indirectly stimulate your clitoris with waves of air pressure and suction. It has a soft silicone cinder that you place over your clitoris, just like your partner might use their mouth. Its multiple settings make it easy to find the exact amount of pressure that's right for you. The sensation is so intense that many users found they can reach orgasm in 1 minute, a 60-second orgasm. Well, somehow, Womanizer's engineers have found a way to improve upon the original model. The latest versions, the W500 Pro and Deluxe, are smaller and quieter than ever before. There's now 8 settings and a new ergonomic design that will really help you find your sweet spot. So, come on, there's really no excuse anymore. It's time to get your own Womanizer. You can see all the amazing Womanizer models at womanizershop.com or by clicking on the Womanizer banner on my website. Check it out now. All right. Dear Emily.
Yes.
Dear Emily. I love your podcast. It's refreshing to hear someone speak so openly about a topic women, where I'm from, my age, tend to shy away from. I'm 19 from Connecticut, and I have a boyfriend who's from New York. If that's not long distance enough, I go to school in California. He goes to school in North Carolina. Our schedules never matched up during the school year, but we kept up with each other using FaceTime, Snapchat, and texting every day. I can't wait to see him, but I just finished my freshman year. Consequently, gained the notorious freshman 15. My body has never adjusted to weight fluctuation graciously, leading to plentiful stretch marks and have accompanied the weight gain. I see him next week, and even though everyone tells me not to, I'm worried about how he'll react to seeing my body. I've always been very comfortable in the bedroom, but I'm so self-conscious about this problem that I'm worried it will negatively affect my performance. Any advice on how to remain confident in this situation? Should I warn my boyfriend before I see him of my body's new appearance? How would I even approach the conversation? Any advice would be great. Thanks for all you do. Sincerely, Kimmy. I know how she's feeling, and I know you won't believe me, but your guy is not going to be anywhere near as concerned as she is about the weight gain. It's just true. But this is never an easy situation to go through. You know, hasn't seen her for a whole year, but he's not thinking about your stretch marks. So I don't think you need to Snapchat it beforehand or send him a note beforehand. You know, body images issues do come up for women at some point in their lives. They will. They come up for men. Mm-hmm. But what do you think as a guy interested if you came in and saw your girlfriend? And
well, if I had not been FaceTiming, let's say my wife, and I had not... seen any pictures or anything like we all do nowadays because of social media and because of the advent of technology. If I was going to see her for the first time, just like you saw Stanley for the first time in a while and he looked thin, I wouldn't want to be taken aback, or I would like a little heads up, like, hey, I've put on a few pounds. But that's not the issue here. The issue is the minute details that only you ladies worry about. He's not going to even notice the stretch marks. And if he does, they're not going to bother him.
Right.
So stop it. You're in your head.
Exactly.
He's not going to be bothered by that.
Right.
So, and he already knows that you're a few pounds overweight.
I'm sure you've mentioned it if you've talked about it.
And the camera adds even more. So you're probably going to look thinner when he sees you.
Good point. You are going to look thinner. And, it's going to come up. Our bodies are always changing. And it doesn't help that we look at, celebrities and unrealistic, bodies in the media and all that.
And that's all Photoshopped anyways.
It's true. It's all Photoshopped. So I just think that you got to spend time giving yourself these positive messages before he comes down, focusing on, what you really love about your body, I think, even if you look in the mirror, this is a great thing that we had to do, in my sex school when I got my graduate degree. But it was you got to sit there and look in the mirror and look at something that you don't like about your body. We didn't get naked in front of the class. We didn't have to take off our underwear. But look at something that you don't like, and then look at something that you love about it, or that you hate it, but then what purpose it serves. So for example, what didn't I like? I don't remember. I
she
like
can't
everything.
Think of anything she didn't like.
I really like
how
my
modest
body.
WM.
I don't think I like my legs.
Mm-hmm.
My thighs.
Right.
Something like that. I don't remember what it was. There was something. And I was like, oh, but they helped me walk. They helped me run. Without that, I wouldn't be able to. I know this might not sound really silly to you now. I mean, you're just thinking my boyfriend's coming and what am I going to do? But the truth is, the more that you just spend time, if you have to do that exercise, walk around naked, celebrating your body, and also masturbating. Because remember, you haven't had sex, I'm assuming, in a while. If you haven't really seen them, that the more like on top of your sexual game you feel, you know, like the more you masturbate, the more sex you want, the more like in touch with your body, and the more like just get into that. So spend some time masturbating, looking at your body, touching it, like having little dates with yourself before he gets there. And I'm telling you, he loves you. He wants to be with you, and he's not going to be paying attention to these things. But this is something that's going to happen through your lifetime. Our bodies fluctuate all the time. 5 pounds up, 5 pounds down, 10, 15. It's going to happen, and it never changes what's on the inside. And that is the most important thing, is loving yourself.
I've gained and lost so much weight in my day. Actually, I have stretch marks on my old belly there, like a pregnant woman might. It's kind of embarrassing. And to the point where this is not a lie, my doctor, my primary physician, she's a hot Russian, hot Ruski. She actually asked if it was, she said, what happened here? She thought it was like a bear attack or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Did actually, you tell her it was a bear attack?
Camp at the pool did ask me if I got clawed by bears. So yes, mine are pretty pronounced, but I don't think people look at me and just think stretch marks. And evidently there are creams and whatnot you could put, right? Like vitamin E or something. So do a little research just for your own.
Yeah, lasers.
For your own. She's like a young, don't do lasers.
I'm telling you. Yet. Oh, God, you can maybe do that. But I'm just telling you, this is going to.
But I think like there's just creams that you can put on that like help reduce them.
Right. And the number one thing about sex, let's just talk about this, is confidence. And so if you're still rocking them in the bedroom like you guys are rocking before, you said you had great chemistry, great sex, it's still going to be amazing. And that's what matters, your connection.
I'm telling you.
Go into that headspace.
You're thinking about it. He's not going to be thinking about it.
Uh-uh. Spraying the blowjob spray again. Okay. Hi, Emily. My name is Ben, 35 years old from the deep south. Married for 9 years. I thought it said married with 9 kids. Married for 9 years, no kids. I listen on iTunes, have been listening for a little less than a year. 5 stars for me. Thank you for the 5 stars on iTunes. We love that. My wife and I have a great relationship all around. We like the same things. We're both easy to please. The sex is good. And more often than I expected, we got married even after 10 years. But I have a pretty simple male grooming question. How much hair is too much down there? Should I be completely shorn between upper thigh and waist? I've always trimmed, so I'm not a gorilla, but I've never shaved for fear of itching and cuts, especially behind my scrotum and between the cheeks. Are there any products, butt cheeks, that can do the job without razors that don't burn too much and or cause other kinds of damage? Thanks for all you do. It's really important. I wish more people would take advantage of your advice and the advice of other sex educators. I think the world would be a happier place, Ben. Thanks, Ben. And the world would be a happier place if you shaved your balls. Just kidding.
Wow.
Ben, this is your question. I love you, Ben. This is really sweet.
Now
I
was just trying to transition. Into pubic, because aren't we talking about that at some point?
No, we actually want to. No, this is what we're talking about, pubic hair grooming.
Oh, that was in the thing. In reference to this one.
Yes.
Okay.
He wants to know, as a guy, you know, what he should do. And you've been with your wife, Ben, for 10 years. And so I'm wondering if she said something to you, or you've been watching porn, or like why you're all of a sudden thinking that you want to change it. But it's really up to you, because every person has their own like preference for what they want. So while it's considerate to like keep, I guess, trimmed and clean, if that's what she wants. But, you know, manscaping, I think razors can give you bumps, but you could use like scissors. Right? What do you use, Anderson? You talk. You don't have bushy. I don't know what you have.
No, I'm a normal guy without a whole lot of hair, so I don't really do anything. I don't like the idea of drastic change, especially like deep into a relationship. You don't want her to think, why the fuck is he shaving all of a sudden? What's going on outside?
Yeah, like I'm
of
just
here?
Wondering what's going on here after 10. Like I'm wondering.
I think maybe he just listens to you, and it occurred to him, and he thought, you know what? I like some advice, and you know, let's see what
the
expert
one who's
says.
Thinking, yeah, okay. Well, Ben, here's you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe you think that's true.
Why I would keep it status quo unless she's got some complaints. Or just ask her. Say, hey, I'm willing to put in the work. If you'd like anything more, I'm sure you'd appreciate it if she did the same thing for you, right?
Yeah.
Just say, hey, would you like
me
to trim down?
Or maybe she did say something, and he did, but it's his wife. I don't know.
I don't think she did.
Let me just tell you real quick. And if you guys are listening, any guys listening, you're like, yeah, what is the deal? Here's the deal. You can use sharp scissors, which will help in preventing the formation of like pimples that the blunt scissors are used. So you got to get good scissors, stainless steel. There's also the personal trimmers, like electric personal trimmers. They work faster than scissors. They can trim the hair desired rather than shave it all off.
I would not recommend Nair.
The more person, no, don't do any of the hair removing stuff.
It smells God, we've so all done bad.
That. Does it still smell bad? You think they would have made it smell like strawberries by now?
When I started getting hair on my chest when I was like 19, 20 years old, I couldn't handle it because I was becoming a man. I didn't want it. So I used Nair a few times and it was just awful.
Oh, it terrible. Smells bad. It's all bumpy.
My dad walked in and he was like in my room and I had it all over my chest. Like, what are you doing, son?
That's so awkward.
So embarrassing.
Oh my God. Yeah. The things we do with our hair, there's so much.
I still got friends. Like my brother-in-law, he's my age exactly. And he still shaves his chest completely. I don't have the time. I don't have time.
I've had guys, I know guys who do that, and you can feel the bumps. I just don't like it. No, but I don't, I want
it. It works for my brother-in-law because he's bald up top too completely. So he just looks like a little baby. He's just all hairless.
I don't want to feel stubble on the chest, but that's just me. Here's the thing. There's some women who want, exactly. It's personal preference. So if you are, you know, Ben, you're just trying to like figure out different ways to do it. So I'm cool with that. So. You can, what else you can do here is, the personal trimmer, don't wax, razor. I say electric razor is better than, regular razors because, or you want a really super high quality razor to get it done to avoid cuts and razor burn. You're going to need a pre-shave oil. Mm-hmm. There's great, like, you know, get the essential oils that makes you feel like prepares your skin. And then afterward you want to use some kind of like calm and cooling, like antiseptic. There's like post-shaving things.
It burns. But
it does burn. I would say use scissors and trim.
Right.
Really good scissors. That's what I got for you. Let me know how it goes.
I would ask her what she wants.
I don't know. We don't know why he's asking. We don't know. But Ben, thank you for asking. And that probably helped a lot of people. Guys who were sitting there on the precipice in their shower going, what do I do? Do I shave? I've got scissors. They don't know. We just helped millions of people.
Millions.
Mm-hmm. Bazillions.
We ended the lives of millions of hairs probably.
Million of hairs?
Millions of hairs probably just got trimmed as a result.
Well, you know what? Hey. See, it grows back. Okay. Hi, Emily.
Old wives' tale does not grow back
thicker
or darker, like they say. Sometimes darker if it's like your hair because it's been exposed, like your arm hair because it's been exposed to the sun. So that'll come back darker. But it's an old wives' tale.
Right.
Right?
It is. It is an old wives' tale. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Okay. Old wives. Okay.
Wives.
Spreading rumors.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing here?
The dog. I love his hair.
Yeah.
But when he's with me for a few days. Yeah. But the hair's gone because I pet him so much and then he doesn't shed as much. Stanley. We're talking about Stanley the dog.
She's grooming him.
Emily, I'm 26 from Southern California. I've been seeing this guy for a little over 6 months. We're not official or anything yet, but we really enjoy each other's company and have sex. A few weeks ago, he told me that he watches porn every day.
Wow.
He wakes up to porn, jerks off, goes to work, then goes to sleep to porn at night. He pays for the channel on his TV. He really likes rough and kinky sex. Bondage, choking, spanking, deep throat, etc. Something I'm fairly new to.
He's also very honest, evidently.
Very honest. She says, I've never had a guy be this honest with me about his private habits and who wanted to get this rough in the bedroom. I don't mind it, but I'm afraid that I should be a little alarming. It should be a little alarming that he watches this much porn, like he might have unrealistic expectations of sex. Please advise XOX Chris, female.
Age?
26.
26.
Mm-hmm. I love when you guys give me the age. People have been giving, for a while they weren't giving the age. I had a talk with people, my listeners here, and you're all kicking ass with the age. Because it matters. It matters. So just so you know, Chris, you're feeling exactly what most women would feel when a guy was like that. Even Anderson was like, whoa, that's pretty honest. You know, when you feel your partner shares their sexual desires, especially if you feel like you don't know what he's into or you're not into what he's into. But twice, you know, in the morning and at night, like I'm not really concerned that it's like too much porn or there's a problem here. But I can understand that it's alarming to find out what he watches, how he watches it, when he watches it.
And the fact that he's so open with it is kind of asking you, I think, to be even more a part of it.
Maybe. I don't know if he said, hey, and I'd like to watch it with you, or hey, you better watch how this bitch is choked because I'm going to choke you like that.
Just you better know that I'm this into sex, bitch. Kind of has that vibe.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, absolutely. So I think that she needs to then, I mean, right, that's why she's freaking out. And he's, but maybe, no, can I tell you something, Anderson? There is that he's like, you better know what I'm into. But there's some guys that are just like super like confident and comfortable. And yeah, they just talk about it. They're like, this is what I do. Like, I don't know, maybe his last girlfriend wanted to hear everything. So we don't know this. So but I can just, yeah.
If he's rough with her in the bedroom in their own personal sex life, I would imagine that he used his proclivity to watch this kind of porn as a bridge to bring it into the bedroom. This is maybe a guess, but probably. And also there's the question, I don't want to be too rough on this guy, but if he needs to see these kinds of, if it's a fetish, essentially. You wonder, like, why and how he got to that point, and is this where it ends, or does it move into even gnarlier shit? You know?
All really good points. Because we don't know. I mean, I don't know if he was like, oh, hey, babe, by the way, I masturbate. You know, it sounds like he's bringing her into the conversation and saying, this
maybe
is what I do.
Maybe he's purging because he feels guilty about it and he needs to, like, tell somebody about it.
Do most men feel guilty after they masturbate and watch porn? Yes. They do. Like, there's that moment of shame where you're like, oh, I hate myself.
It's not that intense necessarily, and it kind of depends on what you're looking at. But, yeah, there's...
it's not even about what you're looking... Sometimes
it's not,
it can
it's
be.
It's not good for the soul, I don't think, to do it on a regular basis and, you know... We all have these struggles, and I'm sure some guys watch it with a guilt-free conscience, but it
doesn't... A lot of guys have the guilt.
Yeah, it's right true. Afterward. Not during, but right afterwards.
Just like the orgasm.
And it's so funny, because this is the first wave of human beings in the history of the world, all of our history, that we can actually have this feeling of shame right after. I mean, sure, guys have been, you know, self-pleasuring and self-abusing for years, and that really takes you back, huh? Right. When they used to call it self-abuse.
No.
That was the word for it. Back in
the
50s.
But were you saying this is the first time because of porn?
Because
a lot of men felt guilty.
Guys would use their imagination and whatnot, women too, but this is the first time we're actually looking at real life people, and then it just cuts off and you're done, you're finished, and you close the laptop or you turn it off, you push stop, whatever, where you're left with those thoughts of looking at real people. I'm sure back in the day, like, you're coveting your wife, your neighbor's wife or whatever, and you got the guilt there.
I think there's a lot of and also shame around religion, like, you're not supposed to masturbate. But I know what you're saying. It's a different level these days.
Different
level.
Just
the way you can watch. There's so much more. You might already have shame in a base level, but now it's like there's so many other factors going into it.
And I've come across these, you know, there's tons of tubes and sites devoted entirely to rough trade. And a lot of it is like, women like literally choking on penises and throwing up as a result,
like deep throat,
crying, mascara running. And it's just, to me personally,
you don't find that
it's
attractive.
Such a turnoff. It's so gross. I would imagine that because these women, these are younger girls that are I'm getting on my soapbox over here.
Do it.
But they're paid for these services. They're already degrading themselves to an extent to actually be in porns. And if they're in those kinds of porns, and I hate to say it, but usually they're not the top echelon of, you know, lookers as far as the girls that are in these. They're usually the middle range. If this guy's watching these women degrade themselves for money on video and not feeling any shame, that brings me to another conclusion that this guy might not be all right.
Okay, but there's a lot of women, actually top porn stars. Show me a top porn star right now that isn't super hot, that is not given deep throat blowjob and her eyes are watering.
There's like the Sasha Grays and a few others.
Yeah,
that
they
do,
all do deep throat rough
for
scenes.
For the most part, yeah, but I don't know if you've seen. Like, and there's this one porn star, the Max Hardcore. Like, that was his entire genre, was just abusing little pigtailed girls.
Right. Well, that's been right.
Okay. And I'm sure this guy's a big Max Hardcore fan.
I don't know, but all I'm saying is that, okay, right? There is a lot of shame with this, and it is true that
and if he doesn't have any shame with it, you said he's really open and honest, and that's fine with him.
He probably doesn't even know yet what he's feeling. He's just like, this is what I'm into because I've seen it. And here's the interesting thing about choking, and you can probably test this, all the choking and the what did she say? He's the choking and the
she just said rough. And...
choking, bondage, spanking, deep throat, is that... These questions, when I said, you can probably test this 17 years on Loveline, 11 years of sex with Emily, never got a question about choking, never got a question about deep throat, ever.
What?
No, no one ever choking and deep
came
throat.
Came up on Loveline.
But 10 years ago?
Oh, 10 years ago you're talking about.
No, I'm saying it's just in the last few years, five years.
It's ramped up for sure.
For sure
it's
ramped up.
We would get it and it would like, years ago we'd get it and be like, oh my God, it would be a memorable call.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where like you
now
wouldn't
even
hear it.
Now every girl, yeah, like literally I hooked up with a guy randomly. Recently, he was like, do you like to be choked? I was like, what? Like, literally, that's like a question. Now. Like, not like, do you like to be whatever, kissed or...
Do you like doggy style? Do you like missionary?
Like,
do you
and
like to choke?
So what I want to know is, chicken and egg, like, is it because, what came first? Is it because, no pun intended...
The porn.
The porn came first, or like, this some fringe part of, like, of society, or the kinkier people are into this, and it's become more mainstream now because people saw it, and guys think, oh, that is hot, the choker? Or had people...
For sure. And I think that there are a lot of women, and there's nothing wrong with the women, I don't think, that like to fully
domination. It's another extension of domination.
Their freedoms and feel like they're submitting to being pinned down, choked, and maybe a little bit rougher than normal. I know you hate, you've mentioned many times you hate the jackhammer, and it's all kind of in the same realm of just overpowering a woman. Right. And a lot of ladies, I think especially the ambitious type and the women that are really in control of their own lives, like to give up total control. Same with the guys, right? Like we always hear about like top CEOs are really the ones that like to go in and be dominated. Right. But with
the
diapers,
the dominatrix. No, it's true. And so I just think that, I mean, here's the thing, Chris. I just don't want you to like force yourself into doing anything that you're not comfortable with. And so you're asking me what to do. I understand. I totally understand. Like her question here is like, I'm concerned that he's unrealistic expectations of sex. He might. I mean, he might be expecting these things from you, unrealistic in your mind, or let's just say things that you're not really into. Doesn't matter.
Do like, they do it like this every time? And does she like it?
She says, well, I'm not sure if she likes it yet. I think that you just need to clarify, you know, ask him, like, say, like, I appreciate your honesty in telling me, like, I think it's great to be open about sex and have communication, but you're unclear what this means that he expects from you. Like, what are you both into? Like, what, you know, you enjoy having sex with him. And I guarantee that once you're honest and open and you talk, you say, hey, that was interesting. I've been thinking a lot about how about your porn? That's cool. Like, what? I can't help but feeling like that's what you want every time and this is what I'm into and like just start the dialogue. He told you a lot of information and of course you like don't know what to do with it because how long have they been together? A few months? 6 months? Like, yeah, I'd be like, wait, do you want me to be choked? Do you want to stick your penis down my throat so I, you know, my eyes are watering? I don't know. So you need to talk about it. I like that he's honest though because he's not hiding it. So maybe he's just like, this is what I'm into. Maybe every once in a while I want to spank your ass. I don't know, but you need to talk to him. But what I don't want you to do, Chris, is not have the talk with him and then start trying to act a certain way in bed and pretending you like things that you don't because you want to please him. The best thing you can do is nip this in the bud and find out for reals what he needs, what you need, most importantly, as importantly, and get that conversation going.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's a party. So having the sex convo is happy.
Be careful. It's not dangerous necessarily, but it could be edging towards that way. And
you're like Dr. Drew right now.
Well,
I swear to God, you're like you're like the danger police.
But that's true. You know, right. I'm thinking of like, you know, past girlfriends and you know, my own wife and my sisters, people that I care about in my life. It's like I wouldn't want them to be in a position where, you know, they're doing things that they wouldn't want to do.
Right. And maybe it's to build this slow. Like maybe you're like, you know what? I'm not into choking. You can spank me. Deep throat. Listen, deep throat, you don't have to be into it. You can use your hand to get the same pressure, but in, right. You know, whatever.
But that's what I'm saying. These websites, it's not about just how deep it goes. It's about what it does to the woman, I think, and how it really causes damage and harm to the point where she's crying and it's humiliation porn is what it is.
I know.
And here's one
last
thought.
But it's also dominant submission, and a lot of women do like being dominated, but it doesn't mean they want to be. It's a fine line.
But here's one last parting word for me. Anyway, it worst case scenario is he's telling you all this and this is not, he's only telling you half the story. It's actually what he's into is even worse than what he's telling you. Like he's into the rape fantasy stuff.
You think that he's just laying the groundwork?
He could be just like he feels guilt and maybe he's trying to like, you know, purge it somewhere. That's a possibility.
Okay, she didn't set the conversation. Chris, you can talk to him. Don't overthink this. Just be like, hey, you know, I'm thinking, wow, porn and all the stuff you watch. That's
cool.
Have him
show you some of the stuff. Or maybe even
why don't you guys watch it together? Don't snoop.
See if there's any
history. Snooping is you're always going to find some stuff you don't want to find. Don't snoop.
I don't know. What would you be disturbed if you were with a guy for like, I know, God forbid, 6 months.
Yeah.
And you come across his stash or whatever he's into and it's just all runny mascara puking from dicks. Would that be a red flag for you? Yeah, you're saying
no. I know. To be honest, it depends on the guy. It depends on how our sex life was. If he was like, "I'm into this, watch this," and then my cock's going down your throat and you're going to choke on it,
I'd be like,
"Yeah."
Where the guys are like spitting in the girl's face and stuff. What are you doing?
I'm not into that, but I get that some people listen. What we like to look at and what we fantasize about is not necessarily what we want
to
do.
Not in this case. He wants to do it to her like that in the bedroom, right? She said that.
She said what?
That he's doing that.
No, she said that he. She said he wanted to get rough in the bedroom.
Yeah. He wants to bring his fantasy, the two-dimensional fantasy.
But I don't know if he was like, watch this deep throat, watch this choking, watch this spanking,
No, he was like, this is what I watch in the morning and at night, and I'd like to do it with you in the day.
Chris, check in. Don't do anything you don't want to do. Yeah. Watch the porn with him. Set your boundaries. Go for it. Okay. But like, I know this is a really interesting, this comes up all the time. I'm really glad that we're talking about this. Would you like to do one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do one more email. Dear Emily, I'm a male, age 55 from the East Coast who subscribes through iTunes. About 2.5 years ago, my wife died after a long illness. We were married for 23 years and have been together since 1987, a long time. Now I want to think about maybe seeing some people again and looking for a relationship. The problem is, how do I talk about why I'm single? I believe it's bad behavior to talk about previous relationships with the person one is dating, but it is the biggest thing in my life that I was married, and probably the most important thing I did in my life was to take care of my spouse over 3.5 years of a horrible illness. Maybe I'm not ready to see people again. I still cry every day or two. How does one know if one is ready? Thank you very kindly for reading my question. Best regards, John C. I just got super teary.
What?
I don't know. I just saw this guy. I feel so bad. Like, I saw, I don't know. And I don't cry about it.
You visualized him? I'm sorry. I was.
No, because he said, I wasn't even listening. I was watching.
I was looking at Max Hardcore. I looked him up to make sure I had his name right. And then I saw a bunch of pictures of him with the girls with the makeup, and it was gross. And I was going to show you a picture, and then I realized that you were doing the next email. I'm sorry. I was in Max Hardcore.
John, okay.
Sum it up.
I can't. He's a widow.
I mean, look at that.
Oh, God.
I mean, there's not even anything explicit there, but look at her face.
Oh.
Is she...
What's makeup? What's she drew a smiley face?
They put like bad makeup all over her, and she's crying and all smeared up from taking Max Hardcore to the face. All right,
okay, listen. Can we just help someone, John?
Let's move on to where you teared up.
We're
in such different places right now.
So male, female, you're watching porn. I'm crying.
I wasn't watching porn. I was looking at still images of Max Hardcore.
It was for reference to make sure we don't have to do like a check here, but
a correction, retraction.
So John,
yes,
he's 55.
55-year-old man.
And his wife died 2.5 years ago.
Oh Christ!
After a long illness, they were married 23 years, and they've been together since 1987. And he put in parens, a long time, which made me want to. That's where I started getting choked up. And he wants to see people again and get into a relationship, and he doesn't know how to talk about why he is single because he's told that, hey, you're not supposed to talk about taking care of someone in a relationship. Well, you know, what I tell a lot of people, you know, who date, and I was like, don't talk about your ex, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But this is very, very different, John. So I'm so sorry for your loss, and I completely understand your concerns here. And I know that 2.5 years seems like a long time, and you should be ready.
No,
but you're married for 23 years. You just cared for her for 3.5 before she died. So it's really not that long. And I just don't want you to force yourself to date if you're not ready. And I'm just wondering if you have done everything that you can to heal. Like, hopefully you had therapy or some grief counseling. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that not like you'll ever fully be, you know, healed from this, over it in a way. This is a really hard time in your life. Right? This is your wife of 23 years. It can help start building friendships again, though, and maybe take the pressure off dating, you know, having, you know, building community like male, female friendships, which could naturally lead to dating. But it's true that I do advise people when they go on dates, like, don't talk about your past relationships early on. But here's the thing. You're 55 and the topic is going to come up naturally.
Why aren't you married yet?
Why aren't you married or have you married? So it's okay to say that my wife has passed away.
Yeah.
I'm a widow. My wife passed away.
And you're lucky that you're a guy because the female sex is way more caring and compassionate with these kinds of things than
exactly.
Men.
Exactly.
Men are going to hear, if it was vice versa, that, you know, your husband died, maybe they go, that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to have the same compassion.
Right. Like, I cried.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Emily cried. No, I was looking at Max Hardcore.
But that's not because Anderson isn't a caring person.
I didn't
hear
it.
I think it's, you know, I don't think you have to get into the facts, you know, but you can, anyway, it's totally fine to say that you're a widow and that your wife passed away. I mean, this happens. People would want to know this at your age. This is, you know, you're not 22 on a first date.
Yeah.
But again, I don't want you to push yourself too far into it. I would just say, like, again, start building your community, and then when you're ready, you can start to meet people. But to answer your question, it's okay to mention that you're a widow.
And John's probably also concerned about any kind of semblance of him exploiting his wife's death to, you know, when he goes out in the dating world. He must be so, you know,
I love that he's asking this question. Yeah.
Feelings. Like, I would want to be honest if I was getting back out there, but at the same time, I wouldn't want to be using a tragedy, you know, in my benefit. But honestly, when talking about his passed away wife, that is going to actually,
it's going to come up. I mean, if he says, tells a woman, and she said he's on, you're on a date with a woman, John, and you said, my wife, I'm a widow, she may
a lot
may
of women
not,
are going to want to take care of him.
No, but she might want to say, well, what happened, or how did it happen? And then that's okay to say, you know, she had cancer and
I was there,
and I was there for her, and then
and that's going to, that's actually going to shine him in a much brighter light. But he's also probably thinking, I don't want to say these things even though they're true, and I should be saying them, as like I'm exploiting it in any way. No? Am I overthinking things? I overthink everything.
You do. I don't think he's thinking of exploiting it. I think he's thinking that it's going to turn the woman off or you're not supposed to.
I don't think it's going to turn her off, right?
But this case is fine. I think, John, just be honest where you're at and also just be honest with yourself right now if you're ready to date. Sounds like you're getting there, but, you know, I just want to make sure you're taking care of yourself.
Want to turn you off.
That might be the first time. I don't think I cry often on the show.
Have you cried on the show before? I want to hear that it was the very first time.
I teared up.
Yeah.
You didn't even share it with me because you were surfing porn, but
I wasn't surfing porn. I was fact checking.
It's okay. Fact checking is important. Okay, John, keep me posted on how this goes.
Of all the emails in the world. So terrible.
You're like, why couldn't it be the squirting email?
I think it's probably funny for a lot of your listeners, but not funny for John, and I feel awful, John. I'm very sorry.
John, I'm here for you. Keep me posted on what happens. And I'm here for you too, Anderson. It's okay.
I feel like we should go back and redo that whole thing.
No, honey, it was real. It's a real moment. John's not going to take offense that you were trying to do correction.
Okay.
Fact check. So, what's going on? You've got 8 million podcasts. I know this is your favorite.
What would you think of if I told you that a doctor many years ago decided to help male sexual performance by taking goat glands or goat testicles and implanting them in men's scrotums? Would you think that's a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. John Romulus Brinkley. There's a great documentary that we cover on Cinematix. It's a weekly podcast I do. I really put a lot of hard work into it, and I'm really proud of Cinematix, and it covers that guy's life. It's a great documentary called Nuts, which comes out this Friday.
Great.
Check that out. It's a great documentary. You'll hopefully be hearing about it. It's called Nuts. We also, many weeks ago, talked about Tickled. Have you heard about Tickled?
I have heard about Tickled.
Yeah, we covered Tickled, too.
I want to see it.
So, yeah, we talk about movies that are coming out on Cinematix, and Nuts is a great one that's coming out this Friday.
And everything going on in your life, your movies, AndersonCowan.com?
Yeah, send me an email if you'd like to be held in the loop for things with my feature that's coming up soon here called Groupers. Oh, okay. Coming up soon here. It's probably a year from being done.
But be a part of it. Anderson's got some great stuff going on.
Thanks, guys.
And I love him. And he's back.
I'm back, yeah.
But you never were away.
I was on hiatus.
I know, and it was sad. But we're all here. We're all here. The family's, the band's back
John,
together.
I'm really sorry. I'm going to feel bad about this driving home.
Oh, my God, you are all day. John's fine. John, we just helped him a lot.
It was not on purpose. Not on purpose at all.
You were trying to give good information to the listeners.
Yeah, but I can't believe that I just completely tuned out. I was focused so hard on
it. It happens. Don't worry. Oh, my God, really?
There's no penises or anything. I wasn't looking at anything filthy. I was just looking at images of
Max Hardcore.
Oh, my God.
We got to go. Okay. You got to drive back wherever you go.
I got to go.
Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you, producer Madison. Sorry. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Jamie. Check all of our stuff going on our website, sexwithemily.com. And we love you. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Sex toys are kind of like potato chips. You start with one, and you immediately want more. If that sounds familiar, I want you to head over to your local Hustler Hollywood store. There are Hustler Hollywood stores all over where you'll find an assortment of erotica, sexy lingerie, and of course, the best sex toys on the market. Each store is filled with an attractive, eye-catching displays with all the top intimate products on the market, and their knowledgeable and friendly staff are there to help with any questions you might have. Whether you're shopping with a partner or for yourself, if you want to take your sex life to the next level, Hustler has all the products you need to get there. So in the words of Hustler, sex is free. We sell the accessories. So mention Sex with Emily when you check out. Get 20% off your purchases. And if you're an online shopper, no problem. Hustler's got you covered. You go to HustlerHollywood.com. Use code EMILY20 at checkout and you get 20% off your first order. That's HustlerHollywood.com, code EMILY20.